Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The New World Report. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, Latin American Research Professor. We march to the sound of voting and gunfire. Gunfire imminent, gunfire underway. The Americas are in turmoil, not the least Venezuela, but not the most Venezuela. Honduras, a very changeable landscape in these last 24, 48 hours since the vote on Sunday. Professor, I have no summary of Honduras. The vote is going back and forth between a man called a centrist, Nasrallah, and a man called a centrist, Asfura. It was Asfura, then it was Nasrallah, now it's Asfura again. It's liable to continue to change. I mentioned there has been fraud called out by the President of the United States, no less. At the same time, the leftist candidate, the one that was allied with the party that travels to Beijing and looks for opportunities for our adversaries to invest in the Central American state, that is soundly rejected. There is the complication of a pardon of a convicted drug-dealing president, former president of Honduras. There is the confusion of the blowing up of drug boats and the fleet arrayed towards Maduro in Venezuela. At the same time, Mr. Trump is showing mercy towards a drug lord. There is the possibility that Honduras, a member of the triangle, the Northern Triangle, that was a driver of disorder in the Biden administration with those caravans coming north, will be more troubled by this election result. I give up, Evan. I go to you. How to make sense of what's going on in Honduras? What is the significance of this vote? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. First of all, as you said, a little bit of background on Honduras. Of course, it is almost the poorest nation in Central America and more broadly the continent, considered one of the most corrupt. But for years, because of its position, it was both a center point for the movement of drugs up through Central America and Mexico to the United States. And also, it was the hotbed of some of the worst gangs, Mara Salvatrucha and Barrio 18 in the region, with its major cities, San Pedro Sula, Tegucigalpa, Comayagüela, being just consumed by gang violence. In that context, you traditionally had two parties that had alternated power, the center-left Liberal Party and the center-right National Party. Now, in previous years, the National Party had been in power. A leader by the name of Juan Orlando Hernandez, who had ruled from 2014 to 2022, after he lost power. He actually was convicted by the Biden administration on drug charges, sending cocaine into the United States, and that becomes important later. But the Hondurans basically had chosen to bring in a coalition called Libre, which was a kind of a radicalized version of a wing of what had been the previous Liberal Party. And so Libre was headed by the wife of former President Mel Zelaya, Xiomara Castro. And so going into this election, you had it between three candidates. The Libre Party, new candidate, woman by the name of Rixi Moncada, essentially what was left of the Liberal Party, Salvador Nasrallah, who is, again, could be considered a centrist with some free market ideas. And then you had the right candidate, Nasri Tito Asfura, who, at least up until a few days ago, was trying to distance himself from his predecessor, Juan Orlando Hernandez, who had been convicted. At the end of the day, I think it's reasonable to say that Hondurans were tired of the fact that the Libre Party, the radical left party that had taken the country down a road towards recognizing China and had seemed to be very corrupt with a lot of nepotism and high-level things and really hadn't solved the crime and other problems. So they were radically trounced at the polls. They ended up in that three-way race. Again, just a one, a one vote process, not a two-round election like other places. So the Libre Party wound up with only 19% of the vote. Now, the tricky part was that the two other candidates, the centrist candidate Salvador Nasralla and the rightist candidate Tito Esfura, both wound up with about 40% of the vote. As a matter of fact, so close that, because there are problems with the voting systems, their voting system had gone down briefly. There were some irregularities in terms of voting centers closing early, et cetera. Nothing serious, but enough that with an election this close going to a manual recount, there's going to be contested elections. And thus, days later, we still don't know who won, although, literally by, just a few thousand votes, it's as of today, it appears that Tito Esfura is narrowly ahead, but it's going back and forth. The complicating part of this also was that just days before the vote, just like President Trump in Argentina had come out solidly behind Javier Milei and said that the U.S. Wasn't going to provide money if anybody else won, he actually came out solidly behind Tito Esfura, the National Party candidate, and not only called the Libre Party candidate, Rixi Moncada, a communist, but actually called the centrist candidate, Salvador Nasralla, a pseudo-communist as well. And so he made his position very, very clear. And so, and indeed, when the election came up almost a tie and they went to a manual recount, the U.S. made a very strong statement that, if they're changing the numbers, there will be hell to pay. And so we now have a situation in which within Honduras, whoever won, I mean, the good thing is both candidates that win are on the center or the right, and both have promised to change recognition from China to Taiwan. But there almost certainly will be a contest about that. And you have a contest between a candidate that has been strongly endorsed by President Trump and a candidate who is not. And already an indication by the U.S. of dissatisfaction if is Fura doesn't end up winning, but Nasralla ends up winning. So a real mess in a strategically important state that has been at the core of the counter-drug mission that this administration has been focusing on.
There was reporting consistent with the concern that Venezuela would interfere in this election. This is prior. I believe Mary Anastasia O'Grady, our colleague at the Wall Street Journal, devoted a column to the threat. Is there evidence that these Cartel of the Suns, Maduro, any element of either Venezuelan or Cuban security interfered in the vote?
Well, if they did interfere, they didn't do a very good job because the pro-Venezuela party, the Libre Party of Xiomara Castro, wound up a very distant third. Certainly going into the election, because of the high levels of corruption in Honduras, because of concern that it was actually the Libre government that controlled the electoral system and the National Electoral Council, that, first there was a fear that, Libre on the verge of losing would find a reason not to have the election at all. There's a lot of monitoring of concerns about that. Our Deputy Secretary of State, Chris Landau, actually came up with a very small tweet expressing our concern over that. But then going into the election, there was, as Mario Sasso Grady pointed out, concern that, well, maybe with the use of the same type of trickery that Maduro has used in Venezuela, that his allied party, the Libre Party in government in Honduras, would find a way to distort the vote. There may have been distortion. There were reports of voting irregularities. But again, the fact that, the pro-Venezuela or Venezuela-tied party Libre came in third indicates that at least whatever might have happened didn't turn out to be a factor. The elections actually happened. They lost. Now the question is, which of the two center-right parties ends up winning?
There is also the possibility suggested because of the debate about Taiwan, Taipei, Beijing, that China had opportunity to interfere in its favor. Is there any evidence there?
Well, John, I haven't seen any explicit evidence that China interfered. And again, as with Venezuela, if they did, they weren't particularly effective, because both of the candidates that are tied to win right now is Fura and Nasrallah. Both pledged to change relations from the PRC back to Taiwan. That the current party in government, the Liberty Party, had switched back in 2023, largely because of economic dissatisfaction that China hadn't delivered on opening up its market and the ability of Honduras to sell not only its coffee and fruit, but also shrimp that it previously exported very profitably to Taiwan, that hadn't worked out, and that it put literally 60% of Honduran shrimp exporters out of a job. So there was a lot of dissatisfaction with Honduras's experience with China. So again, at the end of the day, there was a lot riding on this election for China. It remains to be seen whether either one of the candidates will actually follow through and actually change relations back from the PRC to Taiwan, which would be the first time there's a major change like that since 1990, when Nicaragua flipped back. But but certainly if China, which had a strong motive to try to keep Libre in power, it didn't seem to work out too well for China in this case, with Libre ending up third with 19% of the vote.
And President Trump's charge of fraud, what is that significant about in the recount? Has that already changed directions of the media? How is it weighing on the candidates?
Yeah. Well, there's been a debate with my colleagues in Honduras about to what degree President Trump's words in support of Esfura and of course this later tweet about the recount may have influenced things. Clearly there was almost a statistical tie. There were again reports of some minor irregularities in terms of how late voting stations were open until their electronic system going down, and of course the lead has swung literally in the past couple of days back and forth by just literally a few thousand votes in a population of millions. Esfura thus far has basically held the lead twice. Nasrallah has held the lead briefly once. So it's hard to say that President Trump's words have impacted the recount. That seems to be going on according to Honduras's own procedures. But I think it is in the background, with the understanding that, if indeed Nasrallah winds up on top, given that President Trump has, said that, there will be, hell to pay and has indicated that such a change would be would be fraud. I think it sets up Nasrallah, if he wins, for a very difficult relationship going forth with the United States, even though as a pro-market center-right reformist candidate, he is actually naturally an ally of the United States.
One more detail. We'll come back to this. And the pardon of a previous president in Honduras connects to the question about Maduro's fate going forward with regard to Washington, but we must march to the sound of gunfire in Peru, a troubled nation without an elected president. Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there, because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more, and sign up. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.